He's not here to defend himself, so unless we're going to dig up a corpse.
Let's dig him up. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Where is he married?
His dick's not.
You looking it up now?
Is it James Hendricks?
Is that what it's? This is a moot plan. His dick is rotted away already.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Unless you're planning to lube up those eye holes of that skull.
He died September 18th, 1970.
I don't know. Maybe you could lube it up with the maggots in there. Just.
He died in a hospital.
Smack him up and then just lube up the skull.
Haunted by Tapes.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video presents
Haunted
by Tapes.
Hey.
Haunted by Wieners and Tapes.
Hey, so this week's the week of St. Patrick's Day. We've got a con in town. There's all kinds of St. Patrick's Day parades. So, as is tradition, we like to do some shocky movies around
we like
the time of their holidays.
We like to honor the Irish with some of their cinema.
Exactly. Fine Irish cinema.
Irish, what do they call it?
Exactly.
Hollywood, but it's for Ireland.
Potato wood.
Cloverwood. Potato wood.
Potato wood's more racist. That's why I'm using it. It's fucked up.
Justin and I are Irish.
Justin's got a red beard, don't he? He'd like sure to have a few potatoes in that face, won't he?
What was it? Is it Leprechaun in the Hood 2 where they stop with the rhymes?
Well, they stopped in like 3 and 4. One of them has almost no rhymes, I think.
There's a lot of rhymes in this one.
Yeah, this one's back to it.
I miss them when they're gone.
For sure. I wrote some of them down for us to talk about. But
hey, let's get it right. Ice-T is fucking glorious in this movie. This is like pre him like really doing a lot of time on TV playing a cop.
I'm not fucking around. This is my favorite Leprechaun movie.
Yeah, I think it's mine too. Doesn't do a lot for race relations, but
no, not at all. But it is fun.
Didn't we look it up when we watched it last year or whatever? And there's like no like African Americans behind the scenes of the movie. Like the director was white. And
oh yeah. Well, it's like the whole plot of them not realizing the that they should be like doing harder rap and that they're not going to succeed with their shit is pretty.
They're like Will Smith rappers.
It should be like the 1990s, like 1990, not the year 2000, if they're going to play that. Like, if it was 1990, it'd make sense for me.
Yeah, this was 2000, I think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Ice-T himself has been doing the gangster rap thing since the late 80s, so.
And even he doesn't really do much rap anymore because he's so bored with it. I mean, he still does Body Count, which is pretty cool if you've never listened to Body Count, but.
He also acts a lot. I watched Tank Girl, and he's
in that.
Yeah, he's one of the one of the
kangaroo people.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Man,
I'm a fucking kangaroo person. I'm gonna show you my kangaroo dick. You like that thing?
Does he have a Mike Tyson lisp?
It's even bigger as a.
I don't think he has a lisp like Mike Tyson.
He has a little bit of a lisp.
He has a little bit of a lisp because he's like, how do you explain this?
How do you explain this to this leprechaun man here?
Yeah, that's just
with weed, and he's gonna smoke this kangaroo pole too. My dick is even bigger when I'm a kangaroo. It hangs like a sleeve of a wizard.
So this movie stars Anthony Montgomery
because it's uncut when I'm a kangaroo.
Anthony Montgomery, better
but
known,
I myself am cut.
A year later, he would star in Star Trek Enterprise as Travis Mayweather.
Speaking of
Star Trek.
No, I don't know what I was going with that. I have no idea. Anyway, yeah, this movie opens up in, like, I guess, presumably 1980, because 20 years difference. It still feels like the late 70s, but 1980 would still feel like the late 70s, let's be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, one of them gets fucking killed. He steals the flute. They end up throwing the medallion back on him, but that's a fun little intro scene. You're like, what the fuck is this? And it's like that. It's got the heavy like blaxploitation vibes.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. Like the beginning of this movie, and even some of the later stuff.
We've been doing a lot of blaxploitation lately.
It's my favorite genre. Jesus.
Wait, isn't
Blackula? Don't ever say that again.
That's fucking awful. Blackula's over there somewhere. Return of Blackula.
Blackula was right behind me.
I haven't even watched it yet because I need to watch the first one. But
you don't want to be lost.
No, I got. I got to know the full plot, Nick. Scream, Blackula, Scream. With Pam. Well, that's The Shining.
It's easy to get them confused.
It is. They both star Jack Nicholson. And that's Jack Nicholson there. One. See, yeah. Well, he did a great job. This was before it was looked down upon. So he was doing his alter ego is Pam Grier.
So, yeah. Oh, what's exactly. up?
And then it came. Look at that, though. There's a rainbow afro.
Vampire?
Vampire. Do you see that on the bottom there, Justin?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rainbow afro vampire. Like, that's my shit. And I haven't even watched it.
Do you want one finger or two?
One on the pink.
And two in the stink.
Four on the stink. Fist in the stink. Tongue in the pink.
Oh. I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy. Oh.
So you can't not have a good time watching this movie, right? I mean, you're black, you look at the cast.
Us white boys enjoyed it. I don't know about everybody.
Yeah, Nick's favorite character is probably Chow. Chow, get down and funky.
I love his dance.
Yeah, that's like Nick explaining.
That's how the guy that the manager at the local Arby's sounds.
That sounds. I think too. Wait.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
That sounds too real to be fake when you say it. That
I'm gonna take you to that Arby's.
Jesus. That stereo.
What I mean, Hollywood.
He sounds exactly like Chow, and he's got the glasses.
I feel like a lot of these '90s. Never mind. I'm not even gonna say this.
Do it.
No, I'm not even gonna do it.
Say it. Write it down on the paper, and I'll say it.
I respectfully refuse.
Well, you were thinking it, so just say it.
No, I won't. We will not be canceled.
Now people are imagining.
It's not even. It's not a bad thing. I mean, well, it kind
of. People are imagining worse than what you were.
It could definitely be construed as a bad thing. That's why I'm not going to say it. But basically,
Hollywood.
There was a lot of racism towards Asian people in '90s movies, especially from.
No.
Certain types of films.
There has never been racism.
I'll say that
against Asians.
It's kind of like
World War II, COVID. We're perfectly nice to him.
Well, it's just the same as the fucking Slurpee guy in Encino Man from another race.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I haven't seen that in a while.
No whiz in the juice.
No whiz in the juice.
Whiz in the juice. Whiz the juice.
But he's the weasel.
Speaking of Brendan Fraser,
he's the weasel. Mm-hmm.
There's two Academy Award winners in that film.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pauly Shore and
Short Round's in that too.
Sean Astin.
Yeah, exactly.
What movie is Short Round and Brendan Fraser in? Because there's pictures of them.
Encino Man.
Short Round's in that too.
I'm pretty sure that's
he won an Oscar for a supporting actor.
Short too. Round's in high school in that movie, isn't he? He's a high school kid.
Yeah. He's one of the students. Yeah, he was in that.
Oh. He doesn't have a huge role. It's like once or twice, maybe even just once.
Oh, but when you said there was two Oscar winners in there, and I said Short Round, and you said Sean Astin. So I
was just joking. I said Pauly Shore and Sean Astin.
Surely Sean Astin didn't.
There's no way Pauly Shore has an Oscar.
I know that, but Sean Astin. No.
Although he should. Son-in-law should have won the Oscar that year.
No, when I
best comedy that year.
When I say this is a good movie, it's one of those movies that's so bad it's good. And this is a direct-to-video movie even to make it even better.
It's better than...
I think the third one was the first direct-to-video. They've been direct-to-video since that one. It's only the first one in theaters, but...
The second one went to the theater? Is that the Vegas one?
No, the Vegas is the third one. And the third one's great.
Yeah, I like the third one. The second one, I think, is shit, if I remember right.
I think...
Leprechaun in the Hood 2 is shit.
In the Hood is my favorite, followed by 3, then 4...
Leprechaun in Space was shit.
And I know other people are listening to me say, what the fuck is wrong with you? But
I think Leprechaun in Space.
Sorry. I think it's just what I like.
I think Leprechaun in Space wasn't intended to be a Leprechaun movie. And then they later added Leprechaun.
Either way, dude. the leprechaun comes out of people's like dicks in that movie. That he has a lightsaber.
That is a really good part.
And then he's a kaiju. Like that movie. Was
yeah, it's so absurd. It works.
There was some good stuff in there.
I like how they take the Jimi Hendrix autographed guitar from 1971 from
then he died.
What is it, Psychedelapalooza or some shit they say?
Yeah.
Chow almost fell for it.
Right.
Jesus. Fucking him over, man. Yeah, the character wait.
Chow is ridiculous to me.
I like how everyone there knows when Hendrix died. They're like, they know the year. Like, wait, wait.
Did he really die that early? 70?
Yeah.
Yes, Nick.
I figured he died mid-70s or something.
Nope.
Interesting.
I thought even thought it was 69, if anything.
69.
But
69. Well, he's not here to defend himself, so unless we're going to dig up a corpse.
Let's dig him out.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Where is he married?
His dick's not.
So you're looking it up now.
Is it James Hendrix? Is that what
it's? This is a moot plan. His dick is rotted away already.
Yeah.
There anymore.
Jimi Hendrix.
Unless you're planning to lube up those eye holes of that skull.
He died September 18th, 1970.
I don't know. Maybe you could lube it up with the maggots in there. Just
he died in a hospital.
Smack him up and then just lube up the skull.
Eating maggots, Michael. Anyway, so they're they get called out on both the people they try to scam on this one, which is funny.
He's buried in Seattle, Renton, Washington.
All right, look up plane tickets real quick. Anyway, Mac Daddy, they meet Mac Daddy basically, and he's talking about like you need to be doing some gangsta shit.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want this posse core rap shit.
Yeah.
Yet they're all a bunch of assholes and they're thieves anyway, trying to fucking rip people off and let you're trying to like,
yeah,
Postmaster.
Their names: P. Postmaster P, Stray Bullet, and Butch.
Mm-hmm.
And their speaker breaks at their audition. They're terrible, by the way.
Mm-hmm. They're like Christian rap.
So they end up deciding to go and rob. It thought to rob me.
Yeah, if Christian rock wasn't offensive enough to most people, Christian rap is the whole next level of offensive bullshit.
But that scene of the church later is pretty dope.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
It's pretty funny.
I like how they think the church is going to protect them. You're like, you dumb bastards.
So they steal the flute and end up freeing the leprechaun just as Mac shows up and, well, gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're staying with Fontaine.
I'm the leprechaun.
Can't see my tapes from here.
Stop it, Mr. Leprechaun Man.
It's my best. That's what I got for you.
Stop it, Wayne. Nobody's here.
In my pot of gold.
What does he say? Anyway. Yeah, so they're staying with Fontaine, a trans woman.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be a big joke, but they don't actually treat her terribly. They're just kind of like, hey, we know you, and we're friends with you, basically, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Although one of them's a little weirded out by her, I think. I can't really remember.
Yeah, well, they make the accusation that the one wants to sleep with her, which, like, who gives a shit who your friend wants to sleep with? But for the time, it's like a whole thing.
Well, it's a whole thing, especially in the same kind of culture that's making fun of the Asian shit, and it's weird.
Yeah.
I think the director of this movie might be a bigot.
I don't know. I'm not going to go as far as...
It's got to be.
Fucked in the head, sure.
Made fun of black people, Asians, and trans.
This makes me want to bring up that clip.
What clip?
I'll insert the clip.
I'll insert it right here.
Yes. But I'm going to show it to you regardless, and then I'll cut it out and edit this part to have it. But it's
the magic of filmmaking.
Just in time for For St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view.
I just want to know where the leprechaun is. I just want to know where the gold is.
Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Oh my God.
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say.
This sketch is amazing.
Find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from...
Yeah, you'd think this is a sketch, but it's, from NBC.
Could be a crackhead, yeah.
And it told me get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We don't get down to the bottom of this.
Yes, I just want to know what a gold is.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was
made of refined metal.
I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm gonna run back or uproot that tree. I wanna know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
That is Leprechaun in the Hood. The real
basically.
Apparently.
Wow. What year was that from?
I don't know, but I remember seeing it when I was pretty young on the internet.
What town was that? We need to go and have a screening of
it. It was uploaded by the actual news company 5 years ago, but I think the actual clip is much older.
They should bury that.
Yeah, 12 years ago, there's a version uploaded 12 years ago, so it's at least that old. It's like mid to late 2000s, I think.
I was going to say, this would have been the most genius viral marketing for a movie ever. I just want to know where the gold is. That's a leprechaun up there.
Right? They've been watching leprechaun movies. Leprechaun in the Hood was out by then.
Yeah.
Surely, anyway. I think by the time.
Both of them were out by then, 2000 and 2003. Because Leprechaun 6 is Leprechaun Back the Hood.
Yeah, back to the Hood with an A.
God. Oh, yeah.
Watch that next year.
Oh, yeah, Nick. We're going back to the Hood next year.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, they roll joints laced with four-leaf clovers to steal the leprechaun's power, basically, like weaken him or some shit.
Well, it also took those girls out from their trance.
Yeah, yeah. The leprechaun wants a blowjob at one point from them when they're in drag.
Oh, yeah, that's more interesting.
Suck upon my warty cock. I don't know what he says, but that'd be funny.
Well, at first you think he's getting a blowjob, but he's actually just passing out.
Before you start sucking, you better pop the pimples so they don't pop in your mouth while you're blowing it.
Ew.
I mean, I got him in and he has a nasty fucking little leprechaun dick. Look at his face. You want to stick that thing in your mouth? I'd recommend popping the zips first. Like, wiping that thing clean. Zits,
they're like boils.
Ugh, any part of it. They're like, did you come? No, you just burst another zit. Enjoy. People are turning this the fuck off.
Yes, I'm almost doing myself.
I need to look up a Reddit thread about what girls have girls or guys have discovered when they unzipped a pants and found dirty penises and boils and such.
Oh God, no!
Crabs.
That's not.
That sounds terrifying.
You can. That's gonna be a you personal time thing.
Yeah, that's gonna be on Nick's.
I'm gonna do.
That'll be a Nick segment on Patreon.
I like reading those articles.
I do like the leprechaun smoking weed with iced tea in the bathroom.
I don't like that.
A friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Then he says something else that's irrelevant. But a friend with gold is something else.
I'm told, yeah.
The leprechaun rapping, that rolls at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
God, yeah. That is so...
It's fun.
Well, the leprechaun like trapped in that safe, and then all of a sudden he calls up his, what's he call him? devil pixies or something silly, like something just like absurd. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? And they're basically just possessed strippers.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
They describe him at one point as Chucky on crack.
Yeah.
Ice-T saying, I hope you had sex last night, because I'm going to come over there and chop off your dick and feed it to my dogs and then light the shit on fire when it comes out their ass.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. The other thing that's funny is when he says, the leprechaun's behind you earlier on in the movie, and like he doesn't believe him, and then they do the exact opposite later on twice, which is like stupid, but it's funny. Yeah. I got a kick out of that.
Come closer, my fresh young lass. Let me take a look at you before I tap that ass.
Yeah.
I like how they were trying to make his rhyme things like something you would hear in hip hop. Like, that was kind of funny, even though they didn't do it super well. You know, it's still kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, you hear what they're trying to do with that.
What makes it funny, because it's some stupid ancient creature that would be like just trying to like blend in with people. And you're like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
We'll have to do a Haunted by Tapes for Rumpelstiltskin, because same director did that as this, and it definitely is Leprechaun vibes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Solid movie.
Fuckus me.
My favorite line from that movie. The Shakespearean cuss words. Fuckus me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I love that movie. It's so good and so bad at the same time.
Correct. It was so horrifying to me as a child.
I'll start running down and I'll do the run at you like I used to, chase you down the hallway.
I dealt with that years ago when I remade the movie with my friend Nathan.
I know.
We made a remake of that fucking movie in like probably 2005 or something. Maybe in like 2004, I don't know. I was like 13, 14, I want to say.
Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin. We had a mask. I still have the mask we used. It was bequeathed to me because we used it in that. We had an old Halloween mask, and we cut out the mouth of it just so that I could talk.
You queefed on it?
Yes, I queefed on it out of my pussy that I have.
Hmm. No judgments here. Whatever you got's fine.
I got a back pussy anyway.
Uh-huh. Prison wallet.
Pussy.
Prison wallet. Well.
Well, that's all I really have to say about this one. I really enjoy it, though. It's fun. It's hard for me to even take notes when I was watching, because I was just like sucked into it and laughing.
It's on Tubi if you want to watch it at home.
Oh, yeah. You should do that, because
this is one of those movies you don't want to take notes when you're watching. Like, I didn't take notes because I'm just having fun watching it. Like, it's so silly and everything else. You're like, okay. Like, you can't take it serious at all. Mm-hmm.
Horror comedy is what really does it for me, so.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's a fun watch.
I think it holds up. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
It does.
It's fucked up in certain ways, but yeah, overall, it's a fun time. It's a fun ride, and my favorite of Leprechaun movies.
Yeah, I can
say. Fair enough.
It's definitely top.
Fair enough.
Top two or three.
Nick's just watching.
I'll make sure.
Play with a glove on the camera this whole time.
Make sure you watch the marathon of all the Leprechaun movies on the Sci-Fi Channel on.
Oh my God.
St. Patrick's Day.
Don't do that.
I was about to say, I have the DVDs.
Don't do that.
I have my own.
Yeah, DVD. But if you don't, you might. If you're not doing anything constructive on St. Patrick's Day, you can watch all these movies at home. We'll be at the con.
Yeah, if you're local to Kansas City area, come to Planet Comic Con, St. Patrick's Day.
Come say hi, see us in person. You can hug Nick and I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alec doesn't like nerd stuff, so he won't be there.
Who said I won't be there?
Me.
He's going to kill me, apparently.
I told security not to.
There's a reason
he why. He said you weren't going to be there, because he said he can come hug him and me. So he said that you weren't going to
be there. Well, I'm just not going to be there like you in the same capacity as you guys. That's all.
You're going to wear street clothes?
Possibly. I don't even know.
Wear your jumpsuit.
But I'm coming for Elvira and Richard Dreyfuss. That's it. Yeah. I mean, like, I can't miss that Richard Dreyfuss opportunity. Like, I can't miss that.
You think Bill
and Elvira for me?
You think Bill Murray might show up just to fuck with him?
No. I mean, that'd be cool. No,
They heard good things about the local Ghostbusters group.
Those two should do a local, or those two should do a charity boxing match.
Yeah.
Didn't Bill Murray knock out Chevy
Chase? One of them would die.
I'm pretty sure it'd be Dreyfus.
I don't know. Have you seen Bill Murray lately?
Have I seen Richard Dreyfus lately?
I've seen both lately.
I saw Bill Murray in Ant-Man versus Quantumania.
So. Yeah, and he looked like a fucking pair of balls.
What's Richard Dreyfus look like now?
Also a pair of balls.
He's not looking so great either. I watched some shitty like movie with him and Chevy Chase in it where he's like a stand-up comedian and they go on some road tour. It's like from 2021 or 22.
It's not like I've ever looked at Bill Murray and been like, yeah, that's a good-looking guy. You know what I mean? I'm just like, yeah, he's plainly average. Yeah, he has a face.
Yeah, just funny. Yep.
Chevy
Chase. All right, well, I think we should... I'm Chevy Chase and you're not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I've got. I'm out on this one. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, I'm about out of things to say other than I love it and check it out. And also subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/strangeglowvideo. It's $2.99 a month. And if you subscribe in the month of March or April, we are doing a giveaway for one of our new ALF toys. Done by Phantasm Toys,
but the image
studios
right,
and Tony Taylor Toys.
Put the image right here, right now. Pop it up on the screen.
In front, I'll just cover you with it for the whole fucking podcast.
That'd be amazing. That'd be beautiful.
I'm gonna cover up the glove though.
Yeah.
I've been doing 3D.
We'll just blue screen your face out. We'll blue screen Nick's face out next time. So we just have
I never
like
wanted
a
to be
glove.
On camera. I miss our audio days.
It's not my fault you got a face for radio.
Actually, we never were audio. Strange Glow Video has always been video. Uh-huh. That's all we've ever done.
Yeah. True. Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody.